Chapter 10, Health and Medicine. In Chapter 10 of your text, the recent legislative history of the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, is presented. In 2008, while this text went into production, the U.S. Congress and President George W. Bush were still debating the program's reauthorization. In this podcast, the current status of SCHIP is discussed. SCHIP was created in 1997 to ensure children in families with too much income to qualify for Medicaid or too little income to afford private insurance. States receive federal funds to expand Medicaid coverage to children at higher income levels, cover children in a separate program, or a combination of both. The program is considered by many to be a success, credited with reducing the number of uninsured children nationwide. The political debate has focused on three major questions: who should SCHIP cover, what coverage should children receive, and finally, how should the program be financed? Two attempts to pass legislation to reauthorize funding and expand coverage failed in 2007. The legislation would have allowed states to use federal money to cover children and pregnant women who are legal immigrants. Previously, legal immigrants were not eligible for the program until 5 years after they entered the United States. The concern expressed by opponents of the legislation, including President Bush, was that it was part of a larger effort to replace private insurance with government programs, a move towards socialized medicine. Objections were also raised regarding the coverage eligibility to legal immigrants, as well as middle-class families who did have access to private health insurance. Many complained that the tobacco tax, the basis of funding for the program, would affect the poor the hardest, since they are more likely to smoke than wealthier Americans. President Bush vetoed both versions of the bill, though he extended SCHIP funding through March 2009. On February 4, 2009, President Barack Obama signed the Children's Health Insurance Reauthorization Act into law, after the House of Representatives and the Senate approved the bill. The law provides coverage to legal immigrants, eliminating the waiting period. It also authorized funding for the 7 million children currently covered in the program, along with an additional 4 million uninsured children by 2013. The additional $32.8 billion for the program would be generated by raising the federal tobacco tax. Before taking office, President Obama pledged to modernize our healthcare system for the 21st century, to reduce costs for families and businesses, and to finally provide affordable, accessible healthcare for every American. At the signing of the SCHIP law, Obama said, "We fulfill one of the highest responsibilities that we have, to ensure the health and well-being of our nation's children." Having made health coverage accessible to children, the Obama administration now turns its attention to affordable and accessible health care for the rest of America. The debate over national health care coverage continues. Now it's your turn. In this chapter's audio and video listing, you'll find a link to Frontline's Sick Around the World, a documentary on five capitalist democracies and their health care systems. You can watch the full program online. The United States is the only developed country in the world that does not have a national or universal health care system. Is there a problem with national health care? What ideas or programs from these countries could be adapted to the United States? Is there a difference between universal coverage and socialized medicine?